When I was thinking of episodes for the next show, I had some other ideas, and then this one popped into my head, and I thought, oh wait, I gotta tell this story. Like, it's so embarrassing. To this day, I don't think I've ever told anybody the story except for a small circle of people. You're listening to Mud and Bugs, a different kind of Canadian conservation podcast. I'm Greg McLaughlin, and I've been a conservation filmmaker for the past 10 years. This podcast is about my tales from the field. It's about the journey of getting to assignments and being there, and the unexpected that seems to always happen along the way. I live on the shore of a great lake, and if you've ever experienced that, just the sound of the gentle waves lapping the shore is just so soothing. Now, they can get wild, the Great Lakes, but just that soothing sound is really something that I think a lot of us gravitate towards, and we just love being in the presence of that scene. And this is where I was on this particular assignment. The assignment today was actually shooting B-roll, which is that footage that sort of complements what people are saying. You can have their voice talking, and then the B-roll sort of illustrates what they're talking about. So I had to capture B-roll for an assignment for an organization. So I get out there and I set up my tripod. And then I begin to walk up and down this causeway, because this causeway separates a huge national wildlife area from an inner bay of the Great Lake. And I'm walking up and down this causeway. I wouldn't say this is one of the easiest places to walk when you're carrying a big long tripod and a big camera. Just imagine if you were a turtle, frog, or a snake trying to get across this road. I mean, this is a perilous journey, and it's no wonder thousands of animals are killed every year trying to cross this road. The good news is there is actually research and efforts being done to mitigate roadkill, and it is having a lot of success, but it's still, the danger still is there. And I see more and more motorists actually slowing down and realizing that, you know, this is a very sensitive area and you got to take care and give those wildlife a fighting chance. And this is right in the heart of migration. So there is just thousands of waterfowl gathering in this bay to rest and feed before they continue on wherever they're going north. Now, walking up and down this road can take a bit of time, and your eyes are always peeled out on the marsh, hoping for something really exciting, like that rare bird that you can get B-roll of. In this marsh, the first thing I see is a mute swan, which is invasive. I don't need B-roll of a mute swan. I know what happened once when I put footage of a mute swan in a video. It was not good. I got calls. You learn pretty quick in the filmmaking industry for conservation that you've got to double check every tree, every branch, every background, every animal, every shrub to just make sure that there's nothing in there that shouldn't be in there. Good lesson. Oh wait, I see something. It's moving. I immediately start taking all kinds of photos and all kinds of footage. This is amazing. Like, I'm so excited to capture this species. You're not going to believe what it is. It's a muskrat. Now, let me clarify right now. In 10 years of conservation filming, I have had exactly zero requests for muskrat footage. I know, it's time to move on and find something better in this marsh. I crossed the road, and now I'm on the side where the inner bay is, so it's all open water as far as the eye can see, and there's just tons of ducks. There's a couple of herons, some turtles. I grab some footage of that. That can always be useful. But I'm thinking ducks. Like, it's migration. There's tons of waterfowl. There's thousands. It should be really easy to get some amazing footage of ducks. I mean, they're just everywhere in this marsh. I'm not talking about just the common mallards. Like, I'm seeing redheads. I'm seeing buffleheads. I'm seeing mergansers. Like, I've got my choice here. I just need to find something close to shore, because a lot of them are way out there. I can see them, but I need something in closer. Oh wait, I see something. It's pretty close to shore. I think this is going to be perfect for footage. It looks like a small little flock of buffleheads just bobbing in the water. I don't think I even have footage of buffleheads. This is perfect. So far, so good. Like, I'm just slowly going down to the shore, and they don't seem to be scared of me. This is so amazing. Like, and cars driving by see me filming this, and they all slow down wondering what I'm taking photos of. One even stops, and they ask me, what am I taking photos of? It's buffleheads. Now, just to reiterate, like, there are thousands of ducks all around here, but I'm concentrating on this one group just because it's so accessible to get some good footage and photos. I don't think I've ever had wildlife this cooperative for my filmmaking. I'm beginning to think I might even be a duck whisperer. I keep waiting for them to dive under the water. That's one of the cool things about buffleheads. They'll dive right under the water like a loon. And I want to capture that on footage, but they're not cooperating. So I'm just being patient, waiting and waiting and waiting. Come on, dive! Sadly, I gave up after about 20 minutes. I mean, they just were not diving for me. I had to be satisfied with the footage that I got. I mean, it was still nice and cool footage, I think, but I have to review it on my little LCD screen, blow it up and, you know, see what it looks like, if it's even usable. I put down my backpack and I get my camera and I open up the LCD screen and I start to play back all that footage and photos that I have. Oh gosh, like, it's really looking good. I should blow it up and see what it looks like close up. These ducks look so graceful bobbing in the water. I'm like so grateful that of all the thousands of ducks, these ones were so close. Okay, wait, just hold on a second. Like, this is a 10-second clip I'm watching and that duck is not moving. Like, it's not a very fun duck. I zoom in a little closer. No, maybe that's the problem. It looks like it's got some, like, feathers missing. Like, it's not very... I think it might be injured. Wait, oh no. Oh no, I can't... Oh no. Please, no, it can't be true. Wait a second, these aren't ducks. They're decoys. My first thought is I'm the victim of some practical joke. Then I remembered, hey, this is a cottage area, and sometimes people like to put decoy ducks out in the water. But I just can't stop thinking of how many times people stop to photograph those ducks, and locals are laughing at them. And that's my tale of the day I wasted 20 minutes to half an hour photographing wooden decoys. Or maybe they were just plastic decoys. I don't know. Well, there you have it. I've gone public. It's just really embarrassing, and I don't think I'll ever do it again. I will never look at wild ducks the same way again. I'll never look at decoys the same way again. I'm so embarrassed by this. But I know that these kinds of stories are memories, and they make what we do so much fun to look back on, and it makes me laugh every time. And yeah, I did it. I photographed decoys. You've been listening to Mud and Bugs, a different kind of Canadian conservation podcast. It's about the journey of getting there from a filmmaker's perspective. Subscribe today on your favorite podcasting app and get ready to enjoy cinematic storytelling in a podcast form. I'm conservation filmmaker Greg McLaughlin. Thanks for listening, and we'll see you in the next episode.